KRV Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station.
The Dog and Joe Show
on 93.7
The River.
Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Well, here we go. Welcome back on the radio. We had him on last week. He is back joining us again, an old friend, Mr. Skin. Welcome. Good morning, Skin. How are you?
What up, Dog and Joe? How
yes.
you doing? Hey, what's up, dude?
The man, how's the myth, the legend. We're running a little bit behind here, Skin, so forgive
yeah,
us.
No,
we just got the link from our producer, so I want you, because it's been a long time since you've been on here in Sacramento, tell everybody here on the river what it is Mr. Skin does. What's his monkey trick? And I'm telling you, when I say monkey trick, that's a compliment, because this is amazing.
I appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I've been running MrSkin.com for 19 years, and what got me to this point is I've always had the ability that if you ask me any actress, I could tell you off the top of my head if she's ever been nude, how far into the movie, what her best nude scenes are, and that kind of stuff. And believe me, I'm a lot of fun at parties, as you can imagine. But because of that ability, I've been able to run MrSkin.com, which is a database to find out if any actress in the history of film or television has ever been nude. And I've been doing this for 19 years. We got 40 skin employees, and I have the greatest job in the world.
Yes, you do. Yeah, welcome back. And for the River Rockers out there, 766-9370, if there's a certain actress you want to ask Skin about, he'll tell you which movie and how far to get in. I'm looking at this for this week. I can't even believe that this is on there. I had no idea. There's a movie that has Sofia Vergara nude in it?
Well, let me preface it by saying she said in an interview that in an upcoming movie, this movie Bent, which came out on VOD on March 9th, that it was going to be her first on-screen nudity. She said this in a couple articles. So I always say, let me see it, and I'll be the judge of that. And it is true in this movie Bent, which is an R-rated crime drama, that she is nude. The problem is her back is to the camera, so we only get side boobage. Now, granted, Sofia Vergara's side boobage is spectacular, but it's not official nudity unless you see.
So you don't see any front. You don't see any pasties. You don't see any.
No.
None of that.
No, but it's still worth checking out because you would agree with me that Gloria from Modern Family is up high on the list of girls I'd like to see do a nude scene.
Yeah. Here on that. 766-9370 if you got any for Skin. Well, I got a couple too, Skin. You know, I always have a list. And this is just this is my way. I always say it's for the listeners.
You put it around in your pocket?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Updated daily.
Yeah, I say it's for the listeners, Skin, but this segment is solely for me.
Of course it is.
I want you to get to this one, to another one that you've got up on the website. We've got more Heather Graham nudity.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. She put out a see, this is why I exist, because you guys wouldn't know that this movie is even out. There's a movie called Half Magic. It's written and directed by Heather Graham. It just came out on Blu-ray, and it's about female empowerment, and particularly the sexual kind. But there's two things about this movie that's cool. One is we do see Heather Graham topless, but it's brief. But we also see a scene where Heather Graham is listening to music and, let's just say, enjoying herself at the same time. And she's wearing a tank top and underwear, and it's a very, very sexy scene. But if you're a fan of the television show The Office with Steve Carell, you'll be very excited to know that the accountant from that show that plays Angela, real-life actress Angela Kinsey, who's 46 years old, by the way, makes her new debut in this movie, and it's a great nude scene. So a lot of people have already said to us, wow, who knew that our the girl that was the accountant in The Office had such an amazing body, and you could see it in the movie Half Magic. It's awesome stuff.
I never even heard of that movie before.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of stuff that comes out that, you know, we look at everything that, you know, we're sharing, and this is a hot item at our website because, number one, Heather Graham's nude and has the scene reference with the headphones, but also Angela Kinsey making her nude debut in The Office is as you guys know.
Yeah, it's a funny show.
Yeah.
So, and what's odd about this too, Skin, is that Heather Graham, you said she wrote and directed this, so she wrote these scenes in and even wrote a scene in with her, which I got to give
awesome
her. I got to give her hand clap on that because you know you would think that the woman wouldn't put herself in a show that she made naked, but she did.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and Half magic will give you a half you know what. It's very good.
All right, you got to help me out with this. I've gotten, here's the thing too, Skin. A lot of people, you know, they don't know who you are exactly and what you do, but they're going to come really familiar with you as the weeks, months, years, and decades go, because we're never going to lose contact with you again, Skin. I've missed you so much. My life has been so miserable.
Oh, he's been overjoyed.
And think of how much you're going to learn in the coming weeks.
Yeah, because there's been such a time gap, you know?
I can't believe you were walking the streets without knowing that the movie Half Magic existed.
None of us right now can believe that.
Hey, yeah. Roller Girl, fantastic stuff from Heather Graham. What about Leslie Mann? Leslie Mann,
oh, here it comes, Skin.
I know that she did This Is 40, you know, and that's a pretty infamous flop shot she gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that Leslie Mann has done where she's given us more nudity?
Yes, except that she did that movie, The Change Up, in 2011, and 46 minutes in, she was nude, but they used CGI, and it was one of the first instances where a good CGI job was done, where it was really difficult to tell that it was her, or that, you know, that it was altered. And we found out after the case, and we were very upset. So always go to This Is 40, especially at the hour 19-minute mark when Paul Rudd's laying in bed, to see her real boobs, and that's the one you want to see. But yeah, that was disappointing, and I thought, oh my God, the only Leslie Mann we're ever going to get is going to be a CGI nudity. But then This Is 40 came out in 2012,
and it's a brief boob. It's not too long lasting.
No, but it's still good. It's still good.
And she's really
that's really thin.
That's
what pausing is for on your computer.
Yes,
or on your when you're watching a video.
Yes,
that's why
on my tablet, phone, computer, and TV. okay, what about this one? We did some TV stuff. We talked about Sofia Vergara, another big hit show. Kaylee Cuoco, what has she done? Anything?
Yeah, she's on the girls that haven't been naked that we hope do a nude scene soon. I know ever since that Big Bang Theory, she's really blown up. She's done some sexy fantasy stuff. I remember on the Big Bang Theory, there was a bondage scene where she was in a bondage outfit.
Yeah, her and Leonard.
Cleavage that was really hot.
Yeah.
And she's done sexy stuff, no question about it, where you could see her in her underwear or a bikini. But she's never done a nude scene, and that's always been a bummer.
And she hasn't even really done any big motion pictures, has she?
Yeah, she hasn't really done a lot of R-rated stuff where she had a chance. She's more of a TV girl.
Yeah.
And TV on network television, which doesn't have the type of nudity you see on cable television.
So what you're saying, Skin, is we got to get Big Bang Theory off the air.
we got to get that done so she'll do some really good nudity. So.
Hey, forgive me, Skin. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. You're live on the radio. I know that you have, because we talked to you a couple weeks ago at the Skin Awards. You do have now female employees that sift through and look for male nudity.
Yes.
Can you, if Dana gave you someone, our producer, could you relay what your female employees have sifted through to help her out?
Not like I can. I want to be 100% honest. We own we've created another website since, I believe, 2013 called MrMan.com, and I have my crack staff has done a great job where we have all, you know, adding all the male nudity from movies and television and in the history of movies and television. But I want to be honest and upfront, I don't have the recall capabilities with Mr. Man that I do with Mr. Skin. In other words, I don't know that even 1/100th like I know Mr. Skin. But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, Skin, I was going to say, now, is that a radio front, or are you truly not in the know?
Hey, listen, if I had recall on male nudity and you asked me and I knew it, I'd tell you. But with Mr. Man, I'd have to go to the website and look it up for you guys. So that's a slower process. This I could just wing off the top of my head. So.
Dana, do you want to give Skin one of these guys? Because Dana was all excited. She's like, oh, I got a guy. I want to know if he got naked. Give it to Skin.
I'm thinking a really big actor. He's a little kooky these days, but Tom Cruise.
Well, I could tell you, I could actually tell you the answer on that is yes, because he did a movie called it's so funny. All the Right Moves. Remember that football movie from a long time ago?
Yeah.
With Leah Thompson. And Leah Thompson went full frontal in that. And the reason I know it was Tom Cruise is because at the hour and 3 minute mark, when Leah Thompson went full frontal, you see the cruise missile in the same thing. So the answer is yes, Tom Cruise has been naked. I don't know the other ones, but for sure in all the right moves, because I know Leah Thompson was naked
in
that
one. You answered my question.
So hold on. You said the cruise missile. Yeah, it shows the front of Cruise?
Yeah, because they this was in the... This movie came out about 1983, and it's during the era of the teen sex comedy, like right around when he did Risky Business.
Yeah.
And they had very graphic nudity, and he was like a high school football player, and she was like the hot girl, and they hooked up. And she got completely naked. He got completely naked. Don't forget, he wasn't like a huge star at the time. And, yeah, you saw the cruise missile, but you also saw Leah Thompson completely naked. That happened an hour and 3 minutes into All the Right Moves.
Wow. There you go, Dana. 1 hour, 3 minutes in, All the Right Moves. You will get the cruise missile.
And I only know that because Leah Thompson was naked in the same scene. So.
Wow. Hey, Skin, I know when we get you because you're busy, we don't have you for too much time, so we had you for about 10 minutes. We will let you get back. I want you, each and every time, tell everybody that listens to The River where they can go, give them your website, and give them all the details so they can go on. And in the coming weeks, I know the listeners are going to go crazy for you, and they're going to have all these movies. They got to get to know you.
Yeah, exactly. And they could always even text in or call in, and you could have it ready for me. I'd be happy to. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. But my website is MrSkin.com, really simple, and it's a database of every female nude scene in the history of movies and television, and we give this site a lot of love, and it's a fun site too. We obviously have fun with it. It's not like super serious, so
yeah. Well, hey, Mr. Skin, in a week or two we will be back on the phone with you, and we'll have a new list. Before I let you go, refresh my memory. Patricia Heaton,
she's one of those TV moms that people always wish did a nude scene, but unfortunately she had like an Everybody Loves Raymond like lingerie scene, and there was a movie a TV show called The Middle where you could see her in her underwear, but she's never done a nude scene.
Patricia.
Hey, Skin, tell me, has Patricia Heaton, and the reason I ask is because I am a huge fan of a show she's in called The Middle. Mm-hmm. She got a boob job, didn't she? In between Everybody Loves Raymond and this one.
I want to say, in fairness, she's never shown her boobs before and after for me to say for sure, but you could kind of tell something's going on, or at the very least, a great lift, right?
Something in her opinion. I mean, of course, you see her in sitcoms, and they're family-oriented sitcoms.
Yeah.
But just the shirt, she's huge in the middle compared to Everybody Loves Raymond.
Keep in mind, sometimes when actresses get a little older, they fill out a little more than when they were like in their 20s, so she's an older actress. But, yeah, my guess is you're right, but without being able to do a before and after and seeing them, I'm just speculating.
You got a lot of pull these days, Skin. Do you ever call up the movie studios, or do you ever call up the actresses and go, hey, I got this website and all this called Mr. Skin, and you're not on it yet. Can you be?
Yeah, they would immediately call the authorities on me.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Skin, check it out at MrSkin.com. Until next time, man, we appreciate it. Have a fantastic week.
That was a lot of fun. I look forward to getting with you guys as much as possible.
Yeah, right, Skin, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
take care.
You guys, take care.
There he goes, MrSkin.com, if you want more action. Plus, he's got all the weekly stuff that we talked about with Heather Graham, Angela Kinsey, Sofia Vergara. You get the side shot. We got the link. It's waiting for you on Facebook. Here's Pearl Jam. It's 93.7 The River.